Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 4, verses 38 and 39. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. The account of Jesus stilling the storm is well known, but only Mark records the rather rude question of the disciples. To imply that Jesus didn't care that they were about to drown suggests that they didn't know him very well. They were still trying to work out who he was, and Mark records that when he brought calm to the situation, the disciples were absolutely terrified, asking with shock and surprise, "Who is this man? Even the wind and the waves obey him." When things go wrong, it's easy to lash out at God. In the heat of the moment, it's easy to suggest that God doesn't care when we face rejection or illness, failure or accident. But it's a question that we never need to ask. God always cares for us, whatever the circumstances. To be sure, we'll often face difficulties and challenges, but they're a consequence of sin and the brokenness of our ungodly world. They should never lead us to doubt the unchanging nature of God and of his love for us. The psalmist had many moments when they accused God of being absent, but it's never true. God is always present. Psalm 103, verse 8 reads, "The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love." The Hebrew word which is translated as unfailing love is hesed. The word is often used in the Old Testament, and it speaks of the fact that God is a covenant-keeping God. He will never stop loving us, because he's promised to be faithful, and he will keep his word whatever the circumstances. I totally understand that you may sometimes feel that God is far away and doesn't care, but you need to know that you're wrong. He will never stop loving you. So let me ask you a question. In what way is your life blessed by knowing that God's love is unfailing? And now let's pray together. Lord God, forgive us for those moments when we have doubted your love for us. Thank you that you will never leave us or forsake us. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.